All right, here we go. North of 5 o'clock here as we drift into the last hour. 866-391-1020. That's the number. That's also the text line, so be sure to text. By the way, people love being able to watch the show. So you can do that on Twitter. Go to Twitter. The portal's right there. Colin_Dunlap. That is one place you can watch us. That's a wonderful place. Or at KDK Radio, both on Twitter, the live feed, and it's right there. It's live and it's great. And let's say that you're at home, throw it on your laptop or on your mobile device or wherever. Let's say that you're riding in the car, not driving, or on the PAT bus or PRT, whatever, or waiting on that bus or wherever. Just pop it on and you can watch. You'd be piped right into the studio. And I find that experience better than just listening because, well, you can see my wonderful face. Anyway, 866-391-1020. This story is one we must talk about because I think it's going to bring out the crazies.
Coming from Attorney General Pamela Bondi's office, it says, quote, Luigi Mangione's murder of Brian Thompson, an innocent man and father of two young children, was a premeditated, cold-blooded assassination that shocked America. After careful consideration, I've directed federal prosecutors to seek the death penalty in this case as we carry out President Trump's agenda to stop violent crime and make America safe again.
MASA, make America safe again. MASA on all those red hats. See if people go for that one. There's something very serious here. Now, if there ever was a case that is open and shut, easy, and if you screw this up as a prosecutor, you really are terrible, it's this one. Guy has not denied that he did it. That's number one. There is video of him both at the scene and leaving the scene and then fleeing far away. Okay, that's another thing. There is a murder weapon that is unique. It's not one that's a common murder weapon that he had on him even in the days after. Like, if you screw this up, you've screwed it up big time. You should never prosecute another case ever. All that said, will there be trouble finding a jury? Yeah, sure, right. Okay, fine. But it's New York City. You'll be able to find 12 people, I think. Let's get to this, though, where they talk about the death penalty. Now, I'm having a hard time thinking about compromising or not. Because let me tell you exactly how this is going to go. If they seek the death penalty, all the crazy lunatics wearing their kafas and their Palestinian pins and everything else, maybe Bethany Hallam will go join them, and Summer Lee and people like that. Because Summer Lee is far more worried about Palestine than she is Pit Karen. So maybe they'll go join them and protest during Luigi's trial. Free Luigi, this and that and the other thing, if they are seeking the death penalty. Because what they'll do is, it'll be twofold for them. They'll talk about how this guy is a martyr and also how the death penalty is terrible. So there's that, okay? And mark my words, if they seek the death penalty, it is going to turn back into Colombia. There will be fires lit. There will be people acting crazy. Cars overturned, property damage, all of it. And that is during the trial. Again, mark my words, it's going to happen. You will have your protesters of the month, people who are charter card-carrying members of the Protest of the Month Club, descend on New York City, free Luigi, raise a bunch of hell, damage a bunch of property. Now, and it'll cause the public and the taxpayers to foot a bunch more money in security and in overtime for cops. That's the reality of it. You think I'm crazy? That's exactly what's going to happen. If they seek life in prison, there's still going to be some crazies. Free Luigi, yada, 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 people like that, Summer Lee. But I don't think there'll be as many. Okay? I do think there'll be some, but I think it'll be a little bit subdued because they know that even if he gets convicted, which he will, they'll still be able to essentially, in a way, kind of communicate with the guy because he'll just be in jail the rest of his life. If you are the prosecutor and you are people in charge of all of this. Do you take that under advisement and into consideration? That's what I've taken under advisement and into consideration as a U.S. citizen today when I was thinking about this case. Because you know if you go, and here's the other part. New York's like Pennsylvania. They're not putting anybody to death. You can seek the death penalty. All that means is you're on death row and you're going to sit there until you're going to die in prison anyway. They ain't finding an electric chair for you. They're not finding some IV drugs to put in your body that kills you. They're sure as hell not using the firing squad like South Carolina. It's just not happening. You are going to be on death row forever and essentially just have a life imprisonment sentence anyway. So would you urge them to go for that to alleviate unrest, civil unrest? A big part of me says no. Carry out whatever sentence you're supposed to carry out. The punishment fits the crime. The death penalty is what's supposed to happen in this case. That is a big part of me here, and probably the larger part of me. A small side of me says, though, to protect the public good and to stop as much as we can of the chaos happening, because these lunatics on the far left are unsensible. You can't talk sense to them. They're all about lawlessness, and they're going to rip up the city while this guy's on trial for the in facing the death penalty. You don't necessarily throw them a bone, but you pick your battles here. You seek life imprisonment, and you try to keep New York as calm as possible. Craig's in the car. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Colin. Why don't we just deport him to Venezuela?
Because he's an American citizen.
Well, these other people were here. Weren't they here under proper terms?
No, not all of them.
Some of them were innocent. And he's committing crimes of the state or whatever they're calling.
Do you want to try again and call and make sense, or do you want to keep this going?
Just throwing that out there.
Well, it wasn't.
You never know what the Trump group's going to come up with next.
Well, wait a minute. So do you think Luigi Mangione is some martyr?
No. No, I don't. Not at all. He's guilty as sin.
Right, but he's due a fair trial as an American citizen.
Well.
Good call. Do me a favor. Call tomorrow between 10 and 2 and ask for Marty. Honestly, that'll make it more entertaining. 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020. So, would you, so as to offset civil unrest, because it's going to come, and it's not so civil, it's by the lunatics on the way far left, would you seek life imprisonment as opposed to the death penalty? Let's talk. Unlike that last caller, though, let's have good calls if you want to make a call.